Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlick, couple minute ref on IT and IT security. Today, looking at user behavior, the human animal, and how to adopt and embrace it. Now, here's the thing. Over the weekend, I told my daughter, we were having a conversation, we were arguing, which will not come as a surprise to anyone who's ever seen us in public. And I said, look, I see myself personally as this roving, raging animal, right? With this thin veneer of civility, this thin veneer of rationality. That keeps me adding value, keeps me out of trouble, and occasionally lands me on YouTube. And she looked at me and she goes, that's so sad, Wolfie. She patted me on the shoulder. Like, I don't think it is. And she was very rational about it. And I was like, look, I like food and naps and exercising and all the animal comforts, right? And it occurred to me in this conversation that so oftentimes the rationalists, the technologists, the people in us that got us into this field push back on human nature, push back on the animal within. And they're like, look, we just want you to just follow the rules and stick within the system. And then we get very frustrated when it doesn't go our way. So, tip to you, help your users, help your employees, help your teammates by embracing that animal within. And instead of struggling against human behavior, co-opt it, right? Make it your own. Work within that system. We are hackers, after all. Let's hack the human behavior. I tell you, if I got to hear one more time someone scream, and we've all screamed it. I've screamed it. Don't click stuff, right? If I got to hear that one more time, I'm going to go crazy. Stop yelling at the users to not click stuff. Why don't we look at why they're clicking stuff? What's the motivation? What's behind it? What leads them to click those things? And how can we address those needs so they don't have to? Or put some technology in place so they don't have stuff to click. Pretty simple. If I got to look at one more time here, oh, it was a business decision. I presented all the facts and the data, and they didn't listen. Okay. Have you looked at the cognitive biases, right? Have you looked at how people make decisions? Have you told a good story with your data? Or just go, here's a pie chart, here's a bar chart, here's the facts, here's how much money I need. Rather than pushing against that, let's co-opt it. And finally, I'll leave you with one other thought, is that people tend to act very instinctively, right? A lot of stuff we do is intuitive. We just do it, we just do it, we just do it. How did that intuition begin? If you think about it, people are only born, right, tasting sour and sweet. All the rest of the tastes we develop over time. And bitter is a taste that almost no one likes when they're born. But then we adopt, you know, coffee habits and everything else. How do we get there? Well, we got there by getting better information, better experiences, and creating new intuitions. The role of a security leader is to help their teams build intuition, help their people build intuition, help their organization build intuition, such that intuitively the human animal does the right thing to protect themselves. And whenever we're yelling, don't click stuff, or fighting against the human animal, we're not focusing in on building that intuition. We're trying to build another system, another set of rules, and another way for us to be frustrated. So there it is. That's what I think. Got a good story about working within user behavior or co-opting the normal human animal to help them build intuition? Please let me know. I'd love to hear it. Comments, social media, you know where to find me. And you have a good day.